Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I appreciate you going there and using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Lots of other stuff. Thousands, literally thousands of articles and archives and Brain Trust members. And it's massive, that site. We built it for you. We've been building it now since 1997, and we update it every weekday. So check it out. Skip Miller is there. He's got an outstanding body of work that he's deposited with us over the last 10 years. He's now celebrating his 10th anniversary with us. Skip is the author of Proactive Sales Management and Proactive Selling and the Ultimate Sales Toolkit. So you can find that those books wherever books are sold. Skip, welcome. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about wrapping the fundamentals, making sure that the nucleus of your sales effort, whether it be prospecting, developing, closing, your sales nucleus are the fundamentals, but it's wrapped in the new tools, right?
The new tools, be it, you know, the ability to generate emails on demand. You know, we have a newsletter that goes out once a month, you know, to our constituency. When my son, who was a high school quarterback, was looking to get, you know, drafted or whatever else by colleges, you know, we created a newsletter. I had a database of 500 people. After every game, I sent out emails. I mean, I could tell who was responding. I mean, the guy, Carol, Pete Carroll at USC.com.
And, yep.
I mean, there's tons of technologies out there. But if you're not going to do the fundamentals, be grammatically correct in your emails, or Jim, one of my biggest things is, as a salesperson, I join your company, and first 6 months, 9 months, a couple of years, I get really excited about who the company is, what we sell, what we offer. It's really cool. And what I call that is the USP 3.0 cable. So the company sticks the cable in your head, downloads, you know, everything about the company, and when the download is complete, we're like, this is great stuff. So we asked the company, can I borrow this cable? Because we want to go stick it in our customer's head, because if we learned and got excited this way, our customers should be too. Funny, our customers don't have that, and that's reflected in all these emails and voicemails that we get about, that's all about them. It's all about them. I don't care about you. Why don't you ask me questions about me? We just don't see that being done.
And that's the about me thing, folks. The customer saying, I want it to be more about me. Those are part of the fundamentals. That hasn't changed in 10,000 years.
Jim, my daughter called me the other day. I was on the road. 16-year-old daughter. I go, yeah, Al, what's up? Hi, Dad. How's your trip? Good. Hey, how's the class going? Yeah, pretty good. Did you have any really good students in the class? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Talked for like 5 minutes. I finally go, Al, what's up? Why are you talking about it? What's going on? You've never done this before. She goes, well, I thought I'd talk about a little about you a little bit before I started talking about me.
Your teenage daughter told you that?
Teenage daughter.
Wow, that's pretty novel.
She's never done that. As soon as I get on the phone, I go, hey, Al, how was your day?
And she may never again, Skip.
Probably not. But look at the point. If we don't start wrapping the fundamentals, and Jim, let me kind of put it down to three fundamentals, okay? One, the big one, it's got to be about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be about
me. And me is the customer.
You count the ratio of you, we, or your to the number of times you use I in a memo.
Or me.
Right, that's a big one. It's got to be about me. Second, we just talked about it, travel in time. Companies, we have a big new acronym called CSP, Customers Solve Problems.
Mm-hmm.
If they got a problem, they'll talk to you. If they don't have a problem, they're not going to talk to you. You got to ask them, hey, Mr. Smith, what's your problem? What are your concerns, challenges, issues? And the way you do that is by going back in time. You know, what's happened in the last 6 months that's caused you to maybe take my call? Or future. Over the next 6 to 12 months, as you look at 2011, where are some of the potholes you see up front?
What are you worried about? Where's your pain?
Exactly right. But you can't just sit back and say, hey, Jim, so, what's your pain right now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm talking to you on the phone.
Well, see, and this is where, and we've been, I've been talking about this for 20 years. you know, you got to get rid of the product of the month thing, because the product of the month thing is all about you, and that's not
yes.
That's not what. But the point we're talking about here, folks, is that for millennia, customers have always wanted this that Skip's telling you about, and the only thing that's changed about selling is the way you ask the question, the way you get the question back from you. You ask them a question by email, maybe by what, however it may be, by Twitter or whatever, and how they give you the answer back. Maybe those things have changed, but the fundamental relationship has not changed, and that's the thing that I think is really giving some of the people, especially 21st century sellers, young people, are having difficulty, I think, with connecting with people, because they think the new tools are part of the new rules.
You put the new tools on top of it's all about me, and if you can answer my call, and you'll take my call, and you'll watch my demo online, and you'll watch my 3-minute video, and you'll read my brochure, you'll buy from me. And this is so silly. It's about me. It's not about you. Make it about me. And, Jim, when I was in high school and college and everything else like that, if I went out and tried to meet a woman or whatever like that, you know, I'd go through and spend 5 minutes talking about me. I'd get the coldest shoulder on the planet. You start talking about other people at a party or anything else like that, they love talking about themselves. Why has that changed?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
But you have to do it. You have to do it with integrity. You just can't come across like a sham. You have to honestly have that. I'm interested in you. What are you all about? Talk.
You also have to not care, almost not care what they say. You have to be prepared not to care about what they say, because they might tell you what they're concerned about isn't something that you can help them with. You still have to be able to say that, though. You have to be able
and
to let
them okay.
tell you.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
The buy window
right.
for your product and service right now is closed. I'll visit you in again 3-6 months.
That's right.
And if you're up front with them, they'll appreciate your honesty.
You'll get to come back. Exactly. Give us your website, Skip, quickly.
M3 Learning, m3learning.com. I do have my Jim Blassie game link there to my
there
past shows.
All right. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Skip Miller.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.